Hey, Bumper Podcast, it's me, Natty, but it's your best friend. I don't even have to say my name. You know who it is. You're my best friend. So I'm your best. You know what? We are best friends together. And hooray for that. Hooray for having best friends. I can rely on you. I can count on you. You're going to pick me up when I'm down. Vice versa. If I got a couch that needs to be moved, then you're going to probably come help me move it, you know? And I'm going to, what's that? You need help building that fence? I'm coming over to help you build that fence. Let's barbecue together. You know what? Sure, we'll go to brunch. Of course. I love brunch. Because it's not too early. Here's the problem with brunch, though, is the kids are already going to have been up for like 6 hours at that point. So it's really lunch for us. I mean, it's breakfast, I know, but we're not rolling out of bed at 10 and meeting you at the restaurant. We've already been out of bed for a long time, but you know what? That's fine. We're still best friends, me and you. I love having best friend. It's fun. It's good fun. My kid is going through this thing at school where it's everyone's labeling each other as best friends. Oh, hey, that guy's your best friend. Oh, I don't want to be best. And then they get sad because they think if one person is one person's best friend, then obviously they can't be best friends with the other person. And so it becomes this, like, not Animal Farm, but that book, Lord of the Flies. It's not really like that, but where it's just like, you know, oh, you're best friends with that dude. And he's like, I thought we were best friends. And he's like, no, I'm now best friends with that dude. And so there's a lot of weird social things happening at school, which is great. Because, you know, as if we don't have enough going on in life, now we're dealing with weird social stigmas and social norms and social structures. The other thing, too, is it's a fun moving target. So, you know, like, on one day, you're this person's best friend. By the end of the day, you might have switched best friends two or three times. So, I don't know what dictates it, if literally they're standing in line and they're just like blink funny and they're like, now I'm her best friend or what. I don't know, but I know it causes stress because he's like, I thought, you know, that we were best friends and now I'm best friends with, and it's just like, bro, relax, it's okay. And we're gonna try to tell him, like, listen, if somebody's, you know, not just the best friend stuff, but if somebody's not being nice to you one day, there's a lot of other people in your class that you like, that you're friends with. Go play with those other people. It's fun. It's good. You know, like, spread yourself out. Hit a lot of bases. Make sure you're friends with as many people as you can be friends with. Because more friends is better. More friends is more gooder. That's what I always say. But even with that being said, we're good, right? You and me, Bumper Podcast, we're still besties, right? BFFs, best friends for life, forever, right? I had somebody once, I forget what it was. It was a situation I didn't want to be in. And I was introduced to some people who I really had not much interest in meeting. And one of them kind of cornered me and he goes, we've been waiting to meet you for a long time. Now that we got you, you ain't never getting away from us again. Like that. And in my head, it was like all sorts of warning lights and sirens going off. And I was just like, oh, my friend, you'll never be seeing me again. And they didn't. They didn't ever see me again, if I'm to be honest. Yeah, it's weird. Like, people have a hard time talking to people and dealing with people. Have you noticed that in this world? Like, for me, I love communication. I'm all about it. The open lines of communication. So the difficult thing with that is you're worrying about people's self-esteem, people's egos, and so you have to consider what you're saying, which is fine because you want to be considerate, right? You were in a society, and so you want to be considerate of other people's emotions and how they feel about things and how things are going to affect them, the things you're going to say. Right. So it makes sense that you have to not censor the stuff that you're saying a little bit here and there, but that you at least have to think about, oh my gosh, what? I have to think about the things I'm saying? Yes. Come on. Come on. That's obvious. Think about what you're going to say to people. And then go up to them and have a conversation. And treat them, pull them, you know, let's all be on the same level and let's all have a conversation. I have a hard time with institutionalized structures. So what that means is, like, I always had a hard time in school where there was, you know, there's people who are over you. There's a principal, there's a teacher, and they're in positions of power. Even nowadays, I have sometimes problem with people in positions of power because it's always been my thinking that, hey, let's, if we have an issue, let's lay it all on the table and let's hash it out. Let's figure it out. Let's get to the bottom of it. Let's work together. Let's use, you know, constructive criticism. I'm all about it. And let's figure out what's going on. Let's work together. I love working together. That's at work. That's what I do. I like to facilitate people working together at my job. Like, I try to pull people in from different departments, people who don't talk as much all the time. And because if you get different people from different backgrounds and with different viewpoints, then that's going to broaden the information pool, and you're going to lead, that's going to lead you to potentially better solutions. Because if you're only looking at a problem in one way, then you might not crack it. You might not see. If you're looking at a house and you can't get in, and you're staring at it, and you're looking at the front, all the windows are locked, the door is locked, you don't have a key, you might not realize that the back door, you know, is open. And you can just walk right in, and that's where the party is. And so I try to do that in as many aspects of my life as I can. I get in trouble because I'm like, just talk to me like a human. And that's not a nice thing to say either. And I understand that. But it's true. Like, you know, you came from a different background that I came from, but we should, and I, you know, you do this with people. I try to talk to kids this way. I try to talk to anyone that I'm dealing with at a store or at a gas station. Like, anyone you're talking to, I try to talk to my boss this way. Which gets me in trouble sometimes. Here's a crazy boss story. This happened to me the other day, and I wasn't even thinking. I was on a conference call, and so there was something that was being mentioned, and there was somebody who wasn't on the call, and I went and I called that person, and I was just like, hey. Just so you know, they're talking about your thing, and he just mentioned this. So there was nothing bad. I mean, I didn't say anything bad. I wasn't like, man, this guy, whoa, what is he thinking? He said, oh, this guy. But as it turned out, the conference call software had not muted me, there was no way to mute myself. And so then I found out that they, in fact, had heard my conversation. And I mean, pit in my stomach, ice in my veins, because I was going through and parsing every word that I had said just to make sure that there wasn't any way that anything that I had said could be misconstrued or whatever. I was just like, oh, man. And then I was just like, did I say anything? Did I say anything weird? And I couldn't remember at all. But I eventually, after deep hypnosis and therapy, I figured out that I didn't really say anything. Whew. Thank goodness for that. But the point of that is just don't say things bad about people, and you'll be okay. And I don't always follow that. I try to follow that, but it's a hard thing to follow sometimes. Try to be as nice to everybody as you can. Because, you know, and I like to say we're all in this together, but I don't know, current times, I feel like maybe we're not all in this together, but I feel a lot of people are in this together, looking for progress, looking for, you know, hopeful change for the better, not change for the individual's sake, but change for everyone's sake, and I that's how I feel like it should be. Now that I have kids, I want the whole world to be a good place. I want the whole world to be a happy place, and Sometimes I feel like people chasing that almighty dollar might not be making having their focus on making the world a better place. But I don't know, man. I just don't know. You know, it's a crazy world out there. So tell me about yourself. I've been babbling for a long time here. Friendo, what are you doing? You gonna enjoy the nice weather this weekend? You gonna go out and play? We've been going to the park. Ollie rode a bicycle for the first time last week at the park. We got him a bike for his birthday and put some air in the tires. Em was on a scooter. Ollie was on the bike, just pedaling and getting furious because it's hard to explain to a kid. Pedal forward, pedal forward. That means you're going forward. If you push back, that means you put the brakes on. What are brakes? Brakes stop you. I don't want to stop. Okay, exactly. So pedal forward, and that's what I want the world to do, too. I want it to pedal forward, pedal forward.